Since I resigned from the Sokoji temple, my mind became more busy than before. It is ridiculous, but actually it is so. Physically, I'm feeling much better, but mentally, I'm not confused, but I'm reflecting on what I have been doing for 10 years. And as I do not stay with you so long time, when our members are increasing a lot, I feel a great distance, you know, between you and me. And that is another problem for me. Anyway, I think we must find our way. And I think it is a time for us to find out. Some way to develop our Buddha's way. As I have nothing to talk about tonight, so I want you to give me some question, and I want especially new students to give me some question. Whatever it is, that is all right. So please give me some questions. Excuse me?
I just finished reading something that refers to everything in life as necessary. The actions and things that happen are all necessary. In other words, the war, peace, love, hate, they're all necessary in life. Is that right?
Necessary. You mean there's some reason for everything to happen, or?
I guess you could call it that, or something that no matter what happens, it's the individual that counts. It doesn't matter what's happening
That's pretty big question. It is, I think you are asking me about a Buddhist view of life, human life, is it?
I guess I'll ask you a question about the way I've felt for the past months. When I look at things, and it seems as though when I look at things in this way, everything seems to have fallen in place. Everything seems to have meaning. It doesn't seem to trouble you at all.
Meaning. Yeah. When we say, you know, your question, I think, more than, you know, actually, what do you mean? That question may be the question of why we practice Zazen, you know, or why is it necessary to set up some rules, or why is it necessary for a human being to have some certain culture. The meaning of life, when we say meaning, it is already a problem of question of some certain view of life. Now, when you see, when you understand our life from some certain viewpoint, we say it is meaningful, it does not mean anything. But when you say everything is meaningful, maybe it means we should have a wider viewpoint without sticking to some certain viewpoint. Then everything will have some will have meaning. Everything which happens in our human life or in nature has some meaning. From Buddhist viewpoint, as you know, everything happens by some karma, you know, good and bad karma, good and bad. When we say good and bad, it is it has already a problem of morality. The karma is actually the causality. When something happens, has some reason why things happen. So without any reason, nothing happens. That is karma in its wide sense. But it doesn't mean in this sense, in its wide sense, we do not have any idea of some particular being, you know. Things which we see in some form or color, it's a tentative form and color. But by itself, there's no self nature. But what exists is just karma. And it, karma appears in various ways. That is maybe the idea of karma in its wide sense. But this kind of karmic life, for us, each individual, may be good and bad karma, agree or something which we want to accept, easily accepted, which could be easily accepted, or which is not so easy to accept it. In this sense, we have good and bad karma. And this karma, in its more narrow sense, will explain why we have problems in our human life. So in its narrow sense, if you do something bad, you will have bad result. And that is karma. But we should not, no one or everyone want to be free from karma. That is naturally we have that kind of desire to be free, how to be free from karma or how to improve our karma. And when we think, when we come to this problem, that is the problem of practice, a problem of good understanding of our teaching. Teaching is provided to solve this kind of problem. So in especially in Mahayana Buddhism, instead of karma, idea of karma, we have bodhisattva vow, and to be free from karma, it is not possible for us to be free from the law of cause and effect, but it is possible for us to use to have good use of it to help others, you know, we suffer. And to help others, we involved in karma. You know, that is because there is a law of karma, we can improve our life, and we can and even though we suffer, we can by suffering or being involved in karma, we can help others. So idea of the Bodhisattva's way to help others. Even before to help ourselves is closely related to the idea of karma. It does not mean everything hurts. The point is not to understand everything, to say everything is meaningful, because everything has some reason why it appears in that way. Everything has some reason why it appears. It's, you know, it's more, I think, it does not mean so much. You know, it is same thing. If I drink a cup of water, I will not be any more thirsty. You know, it doesn't mean so much. That may not be the meaning of karma. All the meaning of karma, but it is one of the many, one of the understanding or interpretation of karma in Buddhism. Another, you know, when we misunderstand, when we there is some danger, you know, when you say whatever I did, there is some reason for them to appear. So it is meaningful, you know. It means we must find out some reason, even a stone in roadside. We must find out some reason. We must ignore things. We must find the value of it. In this way, if you someone may understand in this way, but someone may say, whatever we do, that is all right, you know, because there is some reason, you know, why I do this kind of thing. If you understand that way, that is not our understanding. We say, you know, there is no natural Buddha, natural Buddha. Even Buddha, if they do not practice, you know, if he didn't follow Bodhisattva's way, he couldn't have, he couldn't be Buddha. So we say there is no natural Buddha. Buddhahood is called Kai. Kai, Ka is fruit. It's, you know, result, point. Some point which which he attained by some practice. That is Kai, result. In morning service we say Kakai, Mryo no Kensho, instead of saying all the sages in religious world. Kakai is the sea of the fruit world. So fruit has some, you know, some cause or some flower, you know, result, fruit, the sea of fruit, we say. Innumerable Buddha, innumerable sages in the fruitful world. All the sages supposed to be someone who practiced hard to attain that kind of stage. Okay? Some question? Okay.
Roshi, before, a few weeks ago, you said that you weren't altogether satisfied with our practice here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know exactly what you meant.
Altogether satisfied? I forgot why I say so. Maybe at that time. Not at all. At least I think we are, you know, making genuine effort, I think. Maybe that is why I said so. some more questions. Fruit?
Food
practice. Our practice is more spiritual practice than just a physical one. Maybe to provide some strong, good food will be important. But the more important point will be the attitude to eat, to take food. Maybe Buddhist food practice is one extreme, but very spiritual. We emphasized spiritual side. When I came to America, I think some of you already know about it, about what I'm going to say, talk about. You know that there is Toyo Market, you know. Before my wife came, that market, that store was open. And she had not much customers. So naturally, they haven't fresh vegetables or fruits because she hasn't not much customers, so she had to throw a lot of fruits and vegetables. I didn't ask her to give me the vegetables, you know, which she put them in a garbage can. But I would I couldn't help taking apples, or the most green onions, because I was it is a kind of habit, you know, to use something old first, leaving something fresh for next meal. This is most Some people told me that is very foolish way. If you, you know, take the best one, you will have best one always. So to use worst one is the most foolish way. I thought I agree with him. I agreed with him, but actually, when I use I would use something old first. My master would told me, your father, you know, my master was my father's disciple. And I went to my master when I was 13 years old. And he would told me, your master, always, your father, always picked up some vegetables in the stream. Maybe some farmer upper river throw some old vegetables. And my father, he said, your father would pick up old vegetables. That is our way, he said. I think this is I don't think this is the best way, but we rather emphasize the spiritual practice rather than physical practice, which food has more power, which food is more rich or stronger. I think this side should not be forgotten. How to make best use of food would be the point. Without throwing away, without with some respect for the for food will be the most important point. Spiritual practice to what I mean everything has Buddha nature, you know. So we must respect them. Everything has, because it is closely related to our practice, especially. So, to treat food is should be like to treat our physical body. That kind of attitude is important. It is not just vegetable. It is a part of our body. As Dogen says, you should treat a piece of a grain of rice as you treat your eyes. That is what I mean by spiritual practice. Or without, maybe, discrimination. We should accept, we should take food, whatever it is. Whatever it is, if something offered with respect, then we should not refuse it. This kind of practice, I mean.
Can you speak about how we can help the Zazen or grow stronger in everyday life, everyday practice?
I think if you continue your zazen even for 1 month, if you don't practice, you know, you will see the difference, you know. The day you practice and the day you didn't. Sometimes, you know, that is maybe everyone's problem. Sometimes you may not, you know. You don't want to, you know, get up so early, or you will be tired of it. That is quite natural, you know. But to be natural is not always right. I should be natural. So when we are sleepy, we should sleep. I don't think that it's best way.
Sometimes our sitting, our practice of sitting is very regular and seems to be getting stronger. Every day life is going in another direction. It's very confusing.
Reaction. Confused. We have some tendency, you know. And that tendency is all the tendency. If we follow our tendency, always we will be lost. The tendency may be based on some various desires. So, I think it is necessary for us to have some harmony, or someone said rhythm, you know, in our life. To keep some tone or rhythm or harmony, it is necessary to give some control over various desires. I think. So, you know, we are liable to we are some tendency. We have various tendencies. But I think if you try not to not to follow your tendency, you know, I think if you try always not to follow your tendency, then you will have some mostly you will you can control or not control. You will have some harmony in your life. Control or that is a kind of negative expression, but that is very adequate expression. Although it is not complete suggestion. You may not agree with me, but it is true. Our tendency is to have something good, to eat something good, always. But if you eat always something good, your tummy will be sick. But our tendency is to try to eat something good always. Earthquake, yeah. Mm-hmm. That morning, I came back. Yeah.
What would have been communion about our everyday practice if this whole community had been destroyed that night?
Everything swept up? What will be our practice? In that situation?
No, what is the meaning of our practice if at any moment we can die as a community or a person? It occurred to me that there was nothing protecting us from death.
Mm-hmm. I think that is why, you know, I don't firmly believe in our next life, or, you know. I'm sorry I have to say so, you know. I have to confess. I haven't very strong belief in next life. But some people, you know, believe in it very firmly. And those people, you know, mostly those people has good practice. I envy their practice. But at the same time, to believe in that kind of belief, extremely strong. That will not be so good belief. You know, we live in the actual world, and at the same time we believe in the world which should be, you know, which we want to be like that, you know, the world which should be like that, or which we want to be like that. And our next life will be the life, you know, our next world or life is the life which we want to be like that. Actually, we live in this world. Without this kind of world, we cannot survive. I think everyone has this kind of strong desire, not conviction, but more original and more fundamental desire, which is more than usual desire to eat or desire to survive. We are aiming at. Do you understand? To go beyond, you know. Further, you know. To go beyond the idea of our future life. To go beyond everything. That is so called nothingness. Value of silence. Value of silence. It would be if your mind is not calm enough, you know, you cannot think properly. And you cannot get over the thinking mind, especially when you should go beyond thinking mind, you should have complete calmness in your mind. That is calmness of your mind. It, not just calmness, but it expresses the direction of your practice, not stage, but you know, bottomless calmness. That is actually what we mean by calmness. You know, when you sit, calmness with some effort, with some power. That is calmness, actual calmness. And perturbability is not something like this, you know. But continuous, you know, actual state of being, which is calm and stable. So it follows some effort. Not just like stone, but, you know, there must be some strength in it. That is calmness. Hi.
Is it possible to love without passion?
Without attachment? I don't think so. With but still we know that, you know, even though we love someone, you know, we cannot love someone forever. That is what we know, you know. Actually, we know that. If you say, "I love you forever," you are telling a lie. Still, you have to love someone. Then, what do you say? What kind of attitude do you take? Do you take? If I say, you know, when you love someone, you know, if I say, excuse me, it may not be something which I should answer. You see? You know that, you know. Without attachment, you cannot love anyone. But still you have to love someone. Then what will be your love? And you should figure out that point. It is not something which I should tell you, but which you have to accept. The teaching of detachment is something Buddha told you, not something Buddha told you, but it is actual fact. So, what you should strive for. It's how you love someone in its true sense without fooling someone. Then the way you love someone will be nearly the same as Buddha love someone. That is actual detachment, not teaching of detachment.
Is it possible to get a good understanding of Zen and develop it well without emphasizing or practicing Buddhism?
Is it possible?
How important is it? I'm kind of distinguishing between Zen and Buddhism.
Uh-huh.
To some degree, Buddhism aims to study of Zen. But is it possible to study Zen quite apart from Buddhism?
Apart from Buddhism? Buddhist, you know, our maybe there's no Buddhism without doesn't practice, you know. All the Buddhism has doesn't practice, but Zen Buddhism put emphasis on doesn't practice, especially. Because that is fundamental practice, and it is because it is for everyone of us. Actually, there is no difference between, not much difference between various schools of Buddhism. You know, outlook is, approach is different, but without doesn't practice, Buddhism cannot be Buddhism. Some war, a kind of war, some kind of war, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
And then, after we accept that there, I guess, will always be some kind of war, then we can go on and try, make our best effort to stop war.
Uh-huh. To stop war, means you know, for someone it may be a war, you know, or most of people making effort to fight. To me, it looks like so. They may not actually using gun, but by words and by everyday activity, everyone creating a kind of, you know, war, and result of, you know, our everyday life, I think, is war in its big scale. that is a kind of karma, human karma. So, you know, how to get out of karma, or how to get out of war, may be the most important point. And to accept things as it is means not to accept, you know, to have right understanding of our everyday life. Those who do not have right understanding of our life, you know, creating war. So we must have right understanding of our life, and we must strive for right